Welcome to Art Talk Live. I'm your host, Julia Noyes, from the Noyes Art Gallery. I'm interviewing artists for your listening pleasure. Haven't you ever wondered why artists do what they do or what inspires them? So here we are, live, to give you the inside scoop.
This is Lynette Fast on Art Talk Live. Welcome to Ronnie Reed, one of our Noyes Art Gallery artists, who is a graphic artist working with digital photography and combining that using digital means. We're excited to have Ronnie in the Sun Salutation 6th Annual Art in the Garden event on Saturday, September 15th from 11 to 7 p.m. I hope you can join us at 27th and Capitol Parkway and come enjoy all of the art, up to about 50 artists, lots of music. There'll be dancers throughout the day too. It's free admission, free parking, tons of original art, and if you get hungry, we're going to have food vendors there. We're so fortunate to have this free event sponsored by Party in the Parks, Lincoln Parks and Recreation, Emeritus, and Great Western Bank. If it weren't for their help and their support, we would not be able to put this event on. And we hope that you'll come in to visit with local artists, be an art fan, and purchase some original art and enjoy the beautiful sunken gardens. Ronnie, you're going to be in town on September 15th for the garden event. And I know that you've been involved in it in the past. Give us your history with the Art in the Garden event.
Gardens. I think the Sunken Gardens just outshines itself, and we don't have the amount of traffic or the amount of artists that the Sunken Gardens bring. So when Julia first asked me several years back, I was excited to say yes, and I think it's a lot of fun to go to.
What's your favorite part about showing your work in the gardens?
The thing about the garden is people are not used to seeing what I do, so some people are mesmerized by my art, and they, you know, I get a lot of questions, and so just people's curiosity kind of makes me, I don't know if I want to say giddy, but you know, it gives you a special feeling when people start being inquisitive of what you're doing and how fascinating it is, and then they get ideas, oh, well, you could do this and this, and so that's, it's basically, I think, people's reactions.
When you look at Ronnie's work, folks, you're going to see a very vintage kind of flair to it. Ronnie likes to use a lot of old photographs, and she appropriates different images, but layers them and places them together into new images. And a lot of her work has a ghost-like or a very surreal kind of feel to it, because she places different images together then in that digital format. Some of the works she photographs herself, and some she appropriates from other sources. Will you tell us a little about your process and why it is so interesting to look at your work?
My background is I came from New York, and New York does not have any empty or deserted buildings. So when I moved to Nebraska, I was kind of fascinated, and a lot of the buildings are really, really old, you know, farmhouses and stuff. So my imagination took over, and I thought about what it would be like when that house or building or whatever was active, when people actually were there, living there, or working there. So what I first do is I first come across a building, and then I start thinking in my mind what I could do to create a life to that building, to bring it back to what it was.
Where do you get those photographs?
I drive around all over. When I go to like I'm showing stuff at Nebraska City, and so I take back roads. I drive around neighborhoods. Here in Kearney, I drove on all the back roads, and I used to work for a company where I inspected houses and businesses all over Nebraska and Kansas, so I just drove around, and if something really spoke to me, I stopped, walked around, took pictures, went inside if possible, anything to get the gist or the feel of that building.
And then you take those images and you place them together in new surreal imagery.
Right. I've got a playground that every time I've gone there, it's over in, it's in a small town, Dannenberg. And so every time I go there, I've never seen any kids play on that playground. And it's got old playground equipment. So I've gone to picnics and stuff and kids have got field days, my grandkids, so I've taken pictures with kids there. And then what I've done is I've put them in that playground or where nobody goes. And I've made it so you can see through them. So it's like you've added a life to that park that's now deserted, but then you bring it back to life by having kids playing in it.
And do you use the computer to do that?
On top of images. So, and that's the only way. It used to be years ago you could do it with double exposure, but now it's a lot simpler because you've got, you know, digital computer and you can figure out what you want, how you want to do it, and what picture will work and what won't work. And you can also rearrange it. You can set it, like, say, if I want this child to be like a rocking horse, it might look good, but then when I put it there, it doesn't. So then I've got the option to move it or swap it or, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Easier to make changes by doing it that way.
When you say easier, it's still a very complicated process, I can tell from the way you describe it, but I think it makes the process a lot faster. You probably feel like you can try a lot more options more quickly and have a result in a faster way than, like you were saying, the old way would be.
Tornado, and on the marquee it said Gone with the Wind, and we were all devastated because everybody went to this drive-in, and so the only thing that was left was the building. So I went and I took a picture of the building, and then I went to our county fair and I took a picture of all the vendor signs, like popcorn, Coca-Cola, corn dogs, stuff like that, and I put them on the building. After I took the pictures, I put the logos on the building of the movie theater that it was, you know, hit by the tornado. And then I got a cowboy and made a screen. And then I went to car shows and I had cars in there. I had 23 pictures in that one picture. And it took me 14 hours to do it. But to look at it, you know, it looks like everything belongs there.
You really do collect a lot from your life. And when you see something, it creates a story in your head. And then you bring that to life with the way you put your images together. You know, a lot of people have access to digital kinds of materials and ability to work. Your work is fresh, it's unique, it's very different. And when you talk about layering imagery together, we can see and understand that your process is also very complicated. As you think about that creative process and how you've come to the point of being able to, you know, be so flexible and open-minded in using those materials, what kind of technical training did you need, and how did you get that to be able to do these kinds of pieces?
I don't know per se if you needed any technical training. I mean, I have a journalism major, and so going to college, I worked with Photoshop, and I worked with different photo programs. But I think it's a process of trial and error. I mean, I started out, I've been doing this for about 8 years with the ghost images. And what I did was I was going to the doctor's, and I was driving down the highway, and I came across a cornfield. And it was hazy that morning, but there was a road down the center of the cornfield, and I took a picture of it just because it fascinated me. And then there's a junkyard here that has old cars, and I took a picture of it, and I put it in the cornfield. And I thought, well, if I could do this, what else can I do? So that's what really took off. And then I started putting people places and cars places. And so I think it was more experience rather than any typical type of training.
It really just took a little bit of work with a camera, a little bit of work with Photoshop or other photo applications. But I, you know, the real foundation of your work is coming from your eye always being on life and bringing your creativity to what you're seeing and then creating your own vision from what it is that you're seeing. You have a very special way of looking at a subject, and it's like writing a book. You're writing a visual story in your pieces. These works are available at Noyes Art Gallery, 119 South 9th Street. You can stop in any Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5 and take a look at Ronnie's work. She always has a nice selection there and frequently changes her work out so that everything is always fresh and new and different. Ronnie, as you can tell, is always looking for new subject matter, always listening to patrons, and she loves talking about how she gets her ideas and how her patrons actually inspire her. When we see your work in the gallery, it looks like it is produced on a canvas, like a painting. What is your process then for presenting those photographs to the public?
What I do is I'll put the picture itself and I'll decoupage it on the canvas to make it a little bit less expensive. Now, I can knock down my cost and I can knock down how much I sell a product for. But I just look for different ways as well to present it, to grab someone's attention or make it stand out a little bit more. I mean, I'm not constantly doing the same thing over and over. I try to look at different ways to sell it, different ways to appease people. And then, too, I also do I do commission work. I have done some things in the past for people, like I had this gal, and she says, oh, my grandparents had this piece of property, and they had a little homestead there. Can you put my sisters in there, and can you do this, can you do that? And I did a wedding, and a guy had the wedding party stand around this old pickup, and I asked him what the deal was about the pickup. And he said that his grandfather had given him the pickup. And I told him if he had a picture of his grandfather, I could put it in. He never came through with it. But, I mean, that opens the doors for a lot of things that you can do.
Mm-hmm. And so you present your work on canvas. Are there any other forms of ways that you produce the work?
I've got some that are framed. I've got some that are on wood. I've got some that are on a floating frame. I was trying to figure out how to put it on a bottle, and I've been experimenting with that. It hasn't come out very well so far, but, you know, each time you try to do something, it just improves, I think, things that you're doing.
When you really reach out and experiment, it helps you come up with more ideas that you never would have thought of. With your work being digital, that means that you could produce your images again and again and again. What is your philosophy on making images available, and you're calling them original, unique works? How do you keep those original when you have the ability to reproduce it?
I usually don't reproduce. That's one thing that Tim had said to me. He says, you only make one copy of something, and I usually do. There's a few things that I've done more than one, but usually the most I've done of one thing is maybe three. So if somebody buys something, it's original, and they're not going to find it someplace else. There's not a copy floating around. It's usually one of a kind.
Well, what's happening next for you at the gallery? Are you set up for any events or things happening coming up?
The only thing that's coming up for me is the Sunken Gardens. I was in the Focus Gallery back in June, so I don't
Remember, folks, that you can visit the Noyes Art Gallery every Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 5. Ronnie tends to work on a Friday, usually the first or the third Friday, don't you?
Yes, usually I feel that if I'm going to be at the gallery, I want people to see me, and I want to see people, and I want to see what their responses are to my artwork and whether, you know, they come up with suggestions of doing something better. So I think if I want to be able to sell stuff, you have to greet people and know what they want.
It's great to talk to patrons for that reason. Well, we hope, folks, that you will come and visit us at Noyes Art Gallery, 119 South 9th Street. Or don't forget, you can always check out Ronnie Reed's work at noyesartgallery.com and look at her work in the artist section. Please come and visit us and come back for some more Art Talk Live.
This is Julia Noyes from the Noyes Art Gallery, and this has been Art Talk Live. I want to especially thank Lila Cho for her original violin composition that she did special for us. Tune in again. We'll be looking for you.